Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm talking to the media. This is 8 minutes. We're going to play this. I'll get back to your calls. We got full phone lines. But Chris Paul, this is what he said just now at the podium with the media. Chris Paul II.
After a season here, what reflecting back, what was it like to play for the Warriors?
It was a unique experience. You know what I mean? I'm glad I got an opportunity to play with the guys that I did, get a chance to meet new people, play for an organization I never would have imagined I played for. But, you know, I'm grateful for the experience. And, yeah.
That being said, if you had an opportunity to play again here next year, is that something you'd like to exercise?
I'm open to all, you know, things. I think right now what's on my mind probably is getting back, spending some time with my family, you know, seeing them. I'm forever grateful to the organization and whatnot and how much they allowed me to get back and see my family as much. It's a big summer, you know. Our team came up short. But it was a tough season, you know, another hand surgery number five. But, all in all, it was fun battling with these guys. I just, hope at some point I can get out there and, play and, try to make a bigger impact.
Chris, compared to maybe your expectations coming on this team, what's something that might have surprised you about being around this organization?
It was a lot of surprise, like good surprises. Man, everything is first class. I tell you that much from everything. Big shout out to Eric Howes and the training staff, to Raymond and his crew, and all the different people and the different personnel. You know, you talk about it's a players' league. They really treat you like that over here, and it was really nice to see.
We obviously know the storyline about it becoming your first time ever coming off the bench. Steve really commended you on everything as far as how you took your role, starter, bench, anything. Do you have a desire as far as whether it's here or anywhere else to be a starter, or does that matter front of mind for you?
I think for me, I showed the ability to adapt and change, you know what I mean? But first and foremost, I'm a competitor, right? So I want to hoop. I just love to play. I love to play. I love to contribute, and just I think that's, you know, what it is for me. So I think it's a big summer. You know, I gotta get back to work. Get back to get back to work.
Hey Chris, you said when you were talking to Anthony that you got a chance. You tell people you got a chance to look behind the curtain, and tell us a little bit more about what you saw in terms of, you know, what this team is like on a locker room level, what the coaching is like, management.
You might have to hoop yourself to get all that stuff. But I mean, I think for me, when I said that, it was more so about really getting to know Dre, Steph, and Clay. You know, obviously Loon too, but especially them three, given the amount of times we'd competed and played against each other. And just seeing everything, you know what I mean, as far as this arena. Obviously, I played most of my games at Oracle, seeing the fans, seeing everything, you know. And it was good to have a lot of the conversations that we had. And then also just an appreciation, right? Because although we battled against each other time and time again, there's an appreciation for the work that goes in and day out. And that's sort of what I meant about that.
All right, that was Chris Paul, who just talked to the media about a half hour ago, and non-committal about his future. Wants to play, though. Doesn't sound like he's going to retire. But I think we all know that he's likely not going to be here.
Do you have the necessary resources to invest in him with what's going on around you, Stoney?
So that was Chris Paul, and we'll pick up with more because he was asked about his future. Take a listen.
We know you got to talk to your family and everything, but we know that you want to keep playing and you don't want to retire. What motivates you to keep going, you know, at this stage of your career?
Just, I love it. You know what I mean? Like, I've been playing basketball since I was 4 years old, and there's nothing other than my family that brings me more joy, right, than the hard work and all that stuff that goes into it. And, yeah, that's why, you know, we get to play, you know, a child's game and say it's my way of life and take care of my family. So that's why I do it. That's why I continue to do it. And, I'll be back ready for next season.
All right. That was Chris Paul talking to the media. And we'll find out if he's a Warrior. But, I don't think he's coming back. The problem with the Warriors is you have one guy making 30 in Chris Paul and one guy making 42 in Klay Thompson. You want them both back, but we know that they got to take big, big pay cuts.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. And
we get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.